Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, be friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Nizzy Nay and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It's Monday at 9 p.m., so you know what time it is. The panel is in the building. Everybody introduce yourselves. I'm Tay Real.
I'm Nizzy Nay.
I'm Misbehave.
And tonight we have a very interesting topic. Very interesting topic. We came up with this last Thursday in the conference. Are women better cheaters than men? And, I mean, you can't get much more controversial than that. Though I do think that most people would probably lean towards women, but I think mostly men, think that, you know, especially when, you know, you've got the whole macho thing going on, that men are better cheaters. It's debatable. It's definitely questionable. And tonight we're going to break it down, see how everybody feels, you know, get everybody's opinions and, you know, have a little fun. Now, before we get into that, y'all, Misbehave, do you watch basketball, Misbehave?
No, not really.
I figured you didn't. Well, Nizzy, you, I don't know if you watch basketball, but you're LeBron James fan, right?
Yeah, so that means I watch basketball.
Right, but I mean, like, you only watch it to see the Heat, though, correct?
No, I watch other games too.
No, you lying. So Nizzy Nay is a LeBron James Miami Heat fan, not a basketball fan, but a Miami Heat LeBron James fan. You're a Miami Heat fan because LeBron James plays for Miami Heat.
And well, that wasn't my fault.
Right, but when the Heat don't play, you don't watch basketball, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're lying. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So
what would you ask me if you think I'm lying?
The Heat and the Spurs are meeting back up in the finals, and I just wanted to speak on that before we get into the topic. It's the first time in a long time since the Bulls and the Jazz met in the finals in back-to-back years in 97 and 98, the first
now,
time
then
since
I used
then
to
that,
watch it.
Two teams met back-to-back years. The Heat and the Spurs rematch last year was a showdown, came down to an epic Game 7. It was close. The Heat ultimately prevailed, but the key game was Game 6 when Ray Allen made that amazing game-saving three in Miami to send the game into overtime and for the Heat to eventually win in overtime. I don't think we could have asked for a better finals matchup. So it's gonna be real interesting. I can't wait to see it. And the Heat and the Spurs are my two favorite teams. So it's gonna be crazy. Like last year, I nearly gave myself a migraine, like rooting back and forth for each team. But I think since the Heat won last year, I think it's a little easier for me to just root for the Spurs this time. Just because the Heat got it last year, so I'd like to see my man Duncan get one more before he retires. So, Nizzy, how you feeling about that matchup, Nizzy?
It's actually a really good matchup. I'm scared. I'm really, really scared. Like, last year I wasn't scared because I knew, you know, he had it. But this year, I'm scared. I'm going to be like my lips.
I mean, last year, the Spurs grabbed one rebound. They're NBA champions. So you see how real the Spurs are. They are when it comes to fun, if you was to find fundamentals in a dictionary, it would be a picture of the San Antonio Spurs. Like, they don't have a LeBron James or a Dwayne Wade caliber player, but they have all good players that play well and fundamentally sound. So it's going to be interesting, man. I can't wait. It's about to be going down, man. So, you know, I don't know, Nizzy. We might got to make a wager or something, make it a little more interesting. You want to make a bet for the finals, Nizzy?
No, I don't do that.
You're supposed to believe in your team. You're supposed to be.
I do, but I don't do that.
Oh, yeah?
I'll bet,
because you
don't
pay up.
Because if I lose, then I'm going to be really pissed, and I'm not going to end up paying up.
That's all right. I know where you work at. I catch you on your payday.
Came into some money, and I'm ready to burn it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there you go,
yeah.
Kay.
There ain't no fun betting somebody that don't even know about, you know, Miss B.A. don't even watch basketball.
That's easy money right there.
Just call me money bag.
I know you're a Heat fan. I'm a Heat fan, too, but I'm a rock for the Spurs this time. And I don't know. It's going to be a good series, man. I'm definitely looking forward to it. So, you know, man, it's definitely going to be interesting, man. Definitely. So, with that said, y'all, all women better cheaters than men. What do y'all think? Nizzy, what you think?
I think so. I think that women can be. Women are more sneakier. We can get away with a lot more than men can. Men, they tend to mess up a whole lot more than women do. So when women see what men do, we are careful not to do that. Like, men are quick to leave their phone, you know, just sitting on the table. Knowing how, you know, crazy women are, they're going to go and look at it. I mean, that's typical. So they're going to be the ones that literally get caught with another female in the chick bed. Like, they're sloppy. Women were more sneakier than men are. We're very careful about what we do. So when I cheated, or when, you know, when I was talking to several people, I just made sure that...
Damn, she said several. She is out there.
I just made sure that, you know, we didn't, that, you know, none of the men stayed in the same city. So this guy might be different city than the other guy. So
you got hoes in different area codes.
Right. So nobody knows each other, and they will never meet. So everything was all good. There would be no fighting or no, you know, nobody finding out about another person. That's how you gotta do it.
That's true.
You gotta think a little bit.
I mean, this Nizzy we talking about, so I can't be surprised.
What's that supposed to mean, though?
I mean, anyone who's been tuning into the show wouldn't be surprised to hear you say something like that, you know. I don't think you would trust you in a relationship, would you?
I've only cheated once.
You only cheated once.
One time.
You know, on that note, so Miss Behave, what do you think about women being better cheaters than men?
Women are absolutely better cheaters than men. Men are stupid. They always leave the trail. They always leave a trail, and they too quick to jump on everything. You have to be selective about who you cheat with and when you do cheat. You have to be selective. You can't just jump on every ass that come around the corner. You know?
That's a man,
and
though.
That's a man, exactly. Women, they think it out. We you know, we're more selective. We're smarter. Women are definitely smarter than men when it comes to sex. Because a man, like I said, will follow his dick. A woman thinks about it. She's going to follow her head. She's smarter. You know, as somebody, I've been on both sides of the coin. I have been cheated on, but I've also been a serial cheater. And I can say that over time you get better and better, but you do make rookie mistakes. You do make rookie mistakes, and I made a rookie mistake recently, and I lost my relationship over it. So normally women are smarter, but I wasn't following my head, you know?
So what happened? What happened in your recent relationship? What went down?
Well, basically what went down was he got on my tablet. I have a new tablet, and I haven't put on a code to lock it yet. He got on my tablet when I was in the other room, and I was in the other room working. Next thing I know, he comes out of there with my tablet and shows me the whole conversation that I was having with this other guy. That I had went to school with this guy, and we always kind of had a thing for each other, and it was talking about, now I hadn't done anything yet, but it was talking about what we were going to do, and I got busted. There's nothing else I can say. I got busted, but he stayed with me, but he just couldn't get over it, so he was constantly yelling at me and acting crazy, and so I couldn't put up with it, so I just hung up and never talked to him again. I didn't answer the phone. I call him back. I just let it go. And it's not like I didn't want to be with him. I did. But not at the cost of constantly being yelled at and screamed at. I don't roll like that. So it's just, it let it go. And now it's on to the next. And no, I'm not going to call the guy that I was going to cheat on him with. No, I'm not going to call him. Why? Because that shit is played now. It's over. I shouldn't have done it. I was wrong for doing it. So now I got to start fresh. So anybody out there, I'm just joking.
Oh, no, that story kind of messed up, man. Because I've been on a receiving end before, and it's not fun. And, I mean, hey, the dude yelling at you, how long had it been that he found out?
A couple of days.
Since he started yelling. Right.
But
so
I mean,
he's still getting
like,
over it.
It was
so
things like this. I'm at my son's baseball game, and you call me screaming and stuff, and I'm at my son's baseball game? I'm not rolling like that.
Man, look, he got to get a 90-day pass. For 90 days, you was playing him. You was talking about giving some other dude the goods and got busted. Like, for 90 days, he get a pass. We call that a hood pass. You got to give him a hood pass for 90 days.
He won't get no pass.
Cuss you out, whatever, for 90 days because you earned it. That's, you know.
Yeah, but you can't call me thinking I'm doing something every second of the day. He's not yelling at me about what I did. He's calling me, yelling at me about what I'm doing. And I'll be doing stuff
him
like
insecure.
Taking care of my kids
you
and all that.
That way. You created him.
To be honest with you, he was always that way. He was always that way. He always thought I was doing something. But when
and
I did do something,
now you prove to him that you were doing something.
Exactly.
Whereas
so that's why I had to cut it off.
It. So now he's all insecure, like, I know she's going to do something. I know she's going to do something.
And I
that's
understand
when,
that.
And that's when people get paranoid. They want to start checking your phone and get all the passwords. That's what makes a person really insecure. He couldn't get over it.
He hacked into my Facebook.
See?
But, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. But, no, I don't play that. I'm not going to have somebody screaming and yelling at me when I'm trying to take care of my kids, put my kids down to help my son with his homework, you know, things like that. I don't have time to argue with you when I'm sitting in front of my children trying to help my children do their homework. And you screaming in the phone, no, my son can hear it. No.
Well, my thing is not necessarily like the hanging up or whatever, but choosing to not talk to him after you played him, like it takes time to get over it. You said it's recent; he had just recently discovered that, and I mean, you basically throwing the goods at another guy, and you expect him to just act like everything is gravy, baby? You're supposed to just be chilling, lounging, kicking back like it's all good. Like, I mean,
that's why I couldn't deal with it.
What could you expect in that situation?
Back up off me. That's what I expect. Back up off me. If I say that I'm not going to do it again and we're going to stay together, if you're going to stay with me, then you have to sit there and let it go. You can't stay with me if you're not going to let it go, because nobody's going to be happy in a situation. Why am I going to stay with somebody if they're not making me happy? Why are you going to stay with me if you're not happy? You know? You're never going to trust me again. So, peace. I'm not going to live my life being yelled at.
Sometimes, me being a person on the receiving end of that, like, I know that sometimes you just got to give a person time. Now, maybe it would have been a good idea, like, we should just maybe just be friends right now, or just, you know, kind of like, you know how you kind of break up, but you still be like talking and dealing with each other. I mean,
I tried to get him to be friends with benefits.
You can do it like that, and then when it feel right, say, all right, now we can really try to do an official relationship. But I think cheating is usually probably best if you take a break at least. If someone cheated on somebody else, you might want to take a break.
I asked him if we could be friends with benefits, and he said no.
That was his emotions. He was talking with his emotions. That's what that was.
I've asked him that a million times before. He's like, no. He said, I'm in love with you. I can't do that.
How many times did he call your phone since the last time y'all talked?
Oh, lots of times. Oh, no, since the last time we talked?
Hung up on him.
Yeah, he called my phone a lot for a couple of days, but then he didn't call no more. Because he knows I'm not going to answer. Because we've been through stuff like this before, not a cheating thing, but he has just pushed me to my limit, and I just don't answer the phone. I don't talk to him. So he'll call me like a million times.
That's the worst thing ever. Like, for somebody, like, it's nothing worse than being ignored. Like, that's the worst thing you could ever do to aggravate somebody.
But the thing is, you cannot call me screaming and yelling at all times of the day and night.
You already cheated on him. So then to turn around, hang up on him, ignore his calls, I think you're just rubbing it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. I understand that could be annoying,
but it's like you deserve to be a punching bag for a while. Like, you deserve it.
Well, I'm not going to be that.
You earned it. I just need to leave. Yeah, you shouldn't be in a relationship at all. Like, if that's how you get down a relationship, you should just stay single, because you're leading people on, and all that's going to do is lead to you hurting somebody else. You know what I mean?
True.
Like,
I wasn't made this way, Tay. I was created by cheaters. You understand?
Everybody can argue that. But
it's true.
Nope.
I was cheated
on
by the one person I ever was truly in love with back then. I was with this dude for 8 years. He was my first love. I would have done anything for him. And he continuously cheated on me. And I stayed with him. And after that, I didn't believe in love no more. I didn't believe in happily ever after. I don't believe in marriage. I don't believe in none of that. Why? Because I'm scarred. So that's why it's easy. It's not easy for me to cheat, but that's why I always find myself in that predicament. Because some feelings, like love, I'm just not really good at. Now, unless you're talking about love for my children, that's completely different. But as far as a romantic relationship, like I told you before, I'm the guy in a relationship. I'm not the needy one. I'm not the affectionate one. I'm not the, you know, in your face. None of that. I don't like that. That's not me. If I could have friends with benefits, I would be perfect. That's
all
I need.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
After a while, and you're 50 and 55, and you getting old and wrinkly, guys ain't gonna be wanting to pick you up and take you home and wanting to talk to you. After a while, you're gonna stop having sex appeal, and then you're just gonna be the.
When I stop having sex appeal, maybe I'll be
ready
to settle
down.
Trying
to find a young guy, like, basically.
But I'm gonna be a cougar.
I'm gonna tell you what you'll end up being, though. You know what you're gonna end up being? You're gonna end up being a piece of pussy.
Alone.
You're gonna end up being a piece of pussy. That's it.
That's okay because all they are to me is a piece of dick.
Make you feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't have those feelings.
What type of example is that going to set for your kids?
My kids are boys. They'll be all right.
Yeah, but to see their mom get passed around like that, I mean, just like, You know what I mean?
But you're
look
failing
at
to realize
guy,
what
there's
this
another
is.
Guy. You know
baby,
what
you're
I mean?
Failing
like,
to
that's
realize
not a good look.
I'm not being passed around. I'm passing them around. That's
yeah,
what it is to me.
They're seeing
that's
different
what it is
guys
to me.
Throughout. They don't see that one consistent guy. Regardless
they don't
of
meet
their
my
father's
kid.
In their life, their fathers don't live with you and y'all not together. So when they're just seeing other guys come and go, I mean.
But they don't.
What type of example
they
is
don't.
That setting? I mean.
But they don't. I don't introduce to my sons. That's no.
So
that's
you,
a rookie
you like,
mistake.
You go
that's
to hotels? So what you do, go to hotels?
Well, no, it's not like that either. I go
did
to
you,
their
what,
house
go to sleep?
Whatever. Huh?
I mean, what you do? What should you go to sleep or, like, how do you do it?
I mean, it's not even like that yet. So it's not something I've had to deal with. I'm just saying after this relationship, I'm feeling like this is how I should roll now. That I shouldn't
you,
be in a relationship.
Did you cheat on? All right, he caught you that on that time, but have you smashed anybody else since you was with him?
No. Never.
You ain't smashed nobody? How long was you with him?
3 years.
3 years, and you ain't smashed? You had.
Nobody.
You had.
Nobody.
You've been with only one guy in the last 3 years?
Yes.
You ain't smashed no other guys?
No. And I didn't plan on it either.
So how did you end up in a position where you pretty much just throwing the goods to this guy, and you've been faithful all this time? Why now?
Because I'm sick of being accused. I'm sick of being yelled at. I'm sick of being treated less than what I deserve. That's why.
I thought that happened once he caught you.
No, this was an ongoing thing. It just became out of control psycho then. This is something that had been going on. Him constantly accusing me when I wasn't doing anything. If he didn't constantly accuse me, I might not have ever done it. Who knows?
So why didn't you just leave him if you knew from the jump that he was treating you like this and you could tell that it wasn't getting any better, but you continuously let it go on because you knew eventually it was going to get worse. Trust me, I know. I've been
that's
in that
the,
same
that's
situation.
That's a million-dollar question. The
it's
reason I didn't leave
situation.
Him, I left him millions of times, but I always got back. Why? Because of the same stupid shit girls always say, because I love him. Because I love him.
Well, if you love
you know?
Him, I mean, you sure did leave the situation rather easily for you to be the one that got caught, and you just, you
because
get on my nerves, hang
up
and just ignore his calls. When I love somebody, I can't ignore their calls. Like, I got to talk. I can't just leave them hanging, especially if I did something wrong. So,
he systematically pushed
him, but
me away.
I don't know if you really, like, loved him, and you can just
trust me,
treat
I
him
really
like
loved
that.
Him. Listen, he systematically pushed me away over the last year. It was further and further every time, every day, until it got to the point where I loved him. I didn't want to be without him, but I wanted to have my cake and eat it, too. I wanted to be happy, too. He wasn't making me happy. Why didn't I leave? Because I loved him. If he would have never started acting, you know, constantly accusing me and treating me like I'm doing something when I'm not, who knows? I might have never gone anywhere because I was faithful for 3 years. I never even did anything except talk to another dude. And he caught me.
I can't take this shit no more.
Exactly. That's right. I got fed up. And you know, Nitty Nate, as an attractive female, it's really easy for another dude to roll up on you. I mean, it happens all the time. Those guys out there, they're just waiting for you as a boyfriend to fuck up.
I've had plenty of them that Facebook me, and the only thing I can really tell them is, look, I got a dude, you know, you can save it. The only reason why they're doing that is because you know I'm with somebody. So I ain't going to lie, temptation is a bitch, but if you really love somebody, you know, you'll know how to control yourself.
And maybe I was falling out of love with him.
Talking
maybe I just was falling out of love with him. Maybe I don't love him anymore.
But that falling out of love to me is fake. I think if you fall out, like, if you really are in love with somebody, I think, like, if you'll, like, it lasts a lifetime. Like, if you, like, you'll never stop. Like, if you, I don't
yeah, but if somebody
really
changes, Tate, if somebody changes, Tate, and they're no longer the person that you fell in love with, over time, that's going to take
well,
a toll on your relationship.
That's definitely arguable. That's definitely a fair argument right there. If you really feel like they changed, but a lot of times people may be making excuses. That's the number one excuse. They changed. He changed. She changed. Like, people be making excuses, and that's a more of an excuse for a woman. I don't hear too many men say, oh, she changed. Men just like, he's just being a guy. But a woman, he changed.
Yeah.
He changed. And the thing about women, the most messed up part about women, men cheat physically. Like, oh, man, she look good. I want to hit that. I ain't trying to start a relationship with her. I just want to hit it. I just want to hit it and split it. But a woman cheat emotionally, and that's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
I got feelings for this other guy. I can
see
myself
cheater.
Being with this other guy. Like, that's the worst type of cheating there is.
I'm not
emotional
an emotional cheater. I'm not your typical woman. I'm not an emotional cheater.
You're not the typical woman because you're not a good cheater because you got popped. Like, women supposed to get caught. Y'all not supposed to get caught. Y'all
listen,
hey, listen, you better
I'm
take,
a serial
you better
cheater. Being caught one time out of 20 ain't that bad. It was
yeah,
really
you got
mistake.
Caught was so amateur, though. Like, you got caught when
it
you were between rockets. Like,
it was a rookie mistake. I got caught up.
Especially you knowing this is the type of dude that he accuses you anyway.
But you know what? Yeah. I hadn't used the tablet in a while, and I forgot about it. And that was my fault. That was my mistake.
All you
got to
do is delete your messages. Like, if you know but that you're around this guy all the time, just delete the messages. Just send the messages and then delete them.
I'm of the fool. I feel like everything happens for a reason. I believe that. And I think this was just the tip of the iceberg got cracked, and it opened up all the sickness inside of our relationship and the toxicness. And I needed to roll on, so I did.
Mm. Well,
I'm
once you hear a female say that, it's like there's no saving it. You wanted to leave that relationship anyway. And most of the times when women cheat, it is like, you know, emotional and is a I want to be out of this relationship type of thing. Most of the time when men cheat, they want to keep their relationship. They don't want to leave the relationship. They just want to get a breather. It's like they just want a new experience and to just kind of get a breather. You know, that's why men go to the strip club to get a breather, or they – You know, go hang out with the fellas and go hang out with some other females because they just want to breathe. They want to feel like they can just pretty much get
they
a,
want
a
some
different
strength.
Experience and get some oxygen and see, okay, this is not a dream. This is real. I am real. I can be around other people. I'm not a slave to my own life. I'm just keeping it real. Like, men really be feeling like that. Like, a lot of times, like, a man does not like the same routine over and over for years and years, and then especially if y'all argue and fuss, and then it's the same
yep.
sex, and it's the same position, and it's the same everything. Like, after a while, we just be like, man, like, you just want a new experience, but you don't want to go nowhere. You know what I mean? For a man.
Yeah.
When a woman, she is like, she, like, gives herself away emotionally. Like, she end up caught in a love triangle. I'm not saying all the time type of cheating. I'm not saying men don't cheat emotionally, but women are a lot more known for cheating emotionally, for emotional
I have.
That is scary.
I have done that in the past. When I was an amateur, I did. Then I realized, I don't want to go from one relationship to the next. I just don't need to be in a relationship. I don't have that chip inside of me, I guess. I'm just deprogrammed.
So now that you can honestly sit here and say that, you know, you just don't need to be in a relationship. But
yeah.
You ain't getting no younger, so when you start getting older and you ain't trying to get married and really have a legit marriage and commitment. I mean, point blank, there's nothing sexy about a 55-year-old woman in the club looking for a man. That's not sexy.
Up.
It's not cute.
No.
Like, you should be married, okay, settled down, kicking back somewhere at that point. Or
here's my thing. I've been in a relationship.
Get on eHarmony or something, man. You don't need to be all old with gray hair in the club trying to get your Mac on. It's, I don't know.
I'm
something
not
about
going
that just
to
don't
the
sit
club
right
to get my Mac on. The thing
no,
about
I'm just
it
saying
is
in general.
I've been in a relationship my whole dating life. I've been in relationships over and over and over and over.
Well, that's
never
the problem
had no time.
Right.
Exactly. I never had no time to be single. This is the longest I've been single was like here a while back. I was single for 6 months. That's the longest I've been single ever. And that was when I was on a break from my ex. So it's hard, you know, because I realize now that I never had a chance to just date, to just do that. I was always in a relationship. So I'm at 35. They say women hit their peak at 40. I'm thinking I'd be a cougar for
That's
about
a
5 years.
Lie.
I think I'm going to be a cougar for about 5-7 years, have my fun, and then I'll settle down and try to find a relationship with somebody that I actually have feelings for.
Well, you're playing it, man. You're going to end up a piece of pussy, I'm trying to tell you. Hold up. Jay wanna chime in. Jay wants to join the conversation. Let's let Jay in on this. Jay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well,
Jay Styles is in the building.
Hi everybody. Mr. Hay, what I want you to do is I want you to take the time now that you have now, because you're not in a relationship now. I want you to take that time, and I want you to just love yourself. Like, don't love nobody else but you and your children, because that's what you need.
Right.
You need to focus on you, because I think that'll help you when you do decide that you want to, you know, go out and see who's out there and deal with other. But it's good that you recognize that you don't need to be in a relationship right now, because that's going to hurt you more than it'll help. So just take that time to love yourself. Just love you and
Thank
love your
you.
Kids. Love hard. Like, love them kids real hard, because your boys are cute. So, they are adorable. So just love them really hard. Love your parents really hard. Love everybody really hard that is always going to be there for you. And then when you have the time and you feel like you don't have nothing else to do, if you feel like you need to be cuddled or you need to be digged down, then, you know, then go out and see what can you find. But right now, just focus on you.
That's right.
Really,
and I never had the opportunity to do that. I never had that opportunity.
That's exactly why I said that, because you said you've been single 6 months out of your whole entire life. That was the longest. So that's why you need this time more than anything, because now you're getting to that, you know, you're a couple years older than me, so I think that this time will do you some good. You know, love yourself. Go to a spa. Go find girlfriends. Go do whatever. Go live life. Like, love your kids. Live your life.
That's right.
Without
Thank you.
What the hell is this? What is this, Sex in the City? What is going on right now?
Sex in the City? I mean, no, I'm
Thank
just saying.
You.
I'm
it's,
just giving
it's...
her woman, from woman to woman, because I know how that feels. As young as I am, please
tell me what's happening right now. Like,
it's woman power,
I'm
baby.
Saying, like, as young, you know, because you know, I've never cheated, and I have been cheated on, but I've never really cheated. But I'm good at heart. Yes, and I know that when I didn't have my son, I didn't take that time to love myself as well. Because I was bouncing from relationship to relationship. I had a boyfriend for a year, and then I had broken up with him, and then I had another boyfriend who lasted a whole year. And, you know, I had that long distance, because I like long relationships. I don't like to be, you know, one boy a week. But I know what she's going through when that's why I feel like she really, you know, you really need to just take that time to love yourself. Because I never really had that time. And then by the time I was ready to love myself, I had my son. So now, you know, now I got to
put that
on.
I think that love yourself stuff is
that's not
sex in
the city. Sex in the city is
I think it's like a
cop out.
Like, love yourself. Like, what do loving yourself got to do with cheating?
You get a tap on the wrist because you cheated. You shouldn't have done it. I don't even need to do that to her, because she already knows that she was wrong. She already knows. She's already there. Her head is on her shoulder. She already knows that she was wrong. She already knows that she's not. She's demonstrated on the show that she's not. She knows that she don't need to be in any relationship.
Yep.
you know, that's her. You know, that's, some people just don't need to be in them. Some people aren't made for that. But then
the only
people.
Difference between me and the other girls out there doing it is that I'm honest enough to sit there and say what I am and what I'm doing. That's the only difference.
But you had to get caught.
Exactly.
You had to get caught, though. Like, you got
caught.
Please,
we all know
the
deal with me.
Oh, well,
right.
I've been talking to somebody else. You actually got caught. So what's the
exactly.
honesty in that?
Hey, man. Listen, I started dating this dude because I was cheating on my boyfriend with him. So please.
Oh, my God. Really, though?
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Really, though?
Yes, really.
He should have saw that coming. He played himself. That was stupid.
You kind of giving females a bad name right now.
Guess what?
Really
I don't
are.
Care. No,
really
the only thing
are.
Is,
because
this show is about cheat better than men. The only difference between women and men is men get caught more than women. Women be doing that shit. They be on the sly. They be sneaking. And they do worse stuff, too, just like
Kay
was saying.
Hey, Missy, this is for your ex. That's for being ignorant. Like, y'all men on the basis
well,
of you had another
right
boyfriend, and you cheated
boyfriend.
With your other boyfriend with him, and that's how y'all got together. And he was aware of this and still
that's
wiped
terrible.
You. And
yeah,
still
he don't
wiped
have to
you.
Be yelling at her. He don't need
wow.
to be yelling. He don't get the right. He lost the right
wow.
to yell at her after that. Like,
wow.
you knew what type of woman you were messing with. You shouldn't be any kind of surprised. Like,
I mean
you
probably told
her
some good stuff like, oh, baby, I would never do that to you, though, because you're the one.
But you know what? I never would have if things hadn't gone bad. I was faithful to him for 3 years. This just happened. We've been together for a little over 3 years.
Hey, Nizzy Nay, do you think Misbehave kept by Kitty in her pants for 3 years? You think she's keeping it all the way real with us right now?
I have no reason to lie.
I give her the benefit of the doubt.
Based on your personality?
No, I give her the benefit of the doubt.
For 3 years?
Hey, Kay, I have no reason to lie.
And then all of a sudden out of nowhere.
That's why I give you the benefit of the doubt. I give her the benefit of the doubt because she has always kept it real with us.
That's right. But as good or bad, I tell y'all, I don't care. You know that. I don't care. If I had done it, I would have told you.
She cheated. She could have been sitting here acting like she's the most faithful one in the world, but she was actually the first one to come out and say, I cheated.
Yeah.
Like,
she always kept it.
That's the only reason why I give her the benefit of the doubt, because she's always been real with us, crazy or not. Like, she's crazy as hell, but she kept it real with us. So that's the only thing giving me the benefit of the doubt right now.
I have no reason
Otherwise,
to lie.
Otherwise, I would have been like, this hoe is lying.
Yeah,
I wanted to address you, Tay, because you said that that's why men step out and go to the strip clubs and all of that. If you need to go to a strip club or go to another female or go anywhere, you're spending too much time with your person, because there is no reason why you should feel like you need to go and get a breather. If you need a breather, go to the mall, go to
well,
the
a
library.
Breather doesn't have to be
you don't need to go look at no other female. You don't need to go look at other females. You don't need to talk to another female. Like, that's not something you need to do. You need to go to the library. You need to go take a trip. If you need to go take a trip somewhere, like, go to a different country. Not a different country, but, like, a different city or something, or a different state. Go out with your family or something. You do not need to step out and go look at another female or go have any type of fantasies about being with somebody else. If you're doing that, then you're spending way too much time together. Like, you need to back up. And until you can get to that point where I want to be with this person, like, all the time. Which I know some people do, which I don't understand it, but I guess you can get to that point where you just don't want to be away from each other at all. But if you feel like you need to step out for a minute, then you're spending way too much time, and you need to reevaluate yourself. Because I'll be darned if anybody's stepping out on me, going to the strip club or nothing. Like,
well, the strip
club's
not really necessarily a bad thing. I mean, but it depends on the boundaries of the relationship.
If you're doing,
like, if the woman likes to go out and have a ladies' night out and go to the club with her girls, then her man should surely be able to go to the strip club. Like, what? First of all, why do women in relationships like going to clubs anyway? I always found that suspect. Like, I would never condone that. Like, my woman going to the club. Oh, what you doing? It's Friday night, babe. What you doing? I'm going to go to the club with the ladies. Say who?
It's unhealthy for someone not to have friends. It's unhealthy for someone not to have friends. And would you rather her be friends with a dude or with a girl?
It's all.
I mean, you can
Well, first of all, I don't care if my female friend has
I
don't care if my girl have a male friend or not. But the crazy part about it is most of the time, not only do they go to the club with their girls, but they go to the club with their single homegirl.
Yep.
Single.
And they only do that for attention. Like, I agree with you on that. They only do that
it's
for the attention.
It's stupid. It don't even make sense.
Girls, like, put on your little short or put on your little short dress. You're doing that for attention.
Right.
And
then put on something revealing on top of it just to make sure they're attracting attention.
But it's stupid because you're not getting the attention that you need at home. If you're getting the attention that you need at home, then what you're going to do what you're going to do if you don't need that attention, if you do is giving it to you the way you're supposed to, showing you the things that you need, then you're going to go find one homegirl to go out with, and you're going to go out to lunch, or you're going to go on a shopping spree. Well, you're going to go to the park or something. You're not going to go to the – you don't need to go to the – I mean, if you're in a serious relationship, if you're just having fun but in a serious relationship, you just need to go out in the daytime. There's no reason for you needing to go out at night because that nighttime is reserved for you and your partner. Like, that's what that is.
That's when the freaks
come
out.
So if you feel like you need to go to the club, then you need to get out of that relationship. Like,
but
you don't
belong
there.
But then you got some relationships where – both people go to the clubs, and then you got some relationships where they go to the club together and end up getting into a fight when a man try to holler at his girl or you know what I mean? Like, they actually get into a fight.
That's the thing, they need that drama in their lives. Like, that's the drama seekers that decide, because no way in a million years would I ever go to the club. Like, even if I was a club goer, like, which I'm not, but if I was a club goer, I would never go with my dude because, first of all, you're getting dressed up. Like, you're looking your best or whatever. If you look good, then you're obviously going to get attention from other people. If you're going with your dude, if you're not stuck to your dude's side all daggone night, which I'm sure people aren't. Like, I don't know. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of people going with their
Am I the only one?
I always thought like people separated went with their boys or their girls and they went out.
I can't
like,
be the only one. Somebody else. Misbehavior. Have you ever
Listen,
you know,
I know what you're talking about. I've seen couples do it.
Right.
And I cannot do
that.
I've tried it before.
Well,
married couples even go to the club.
Believe it or not. Are they swingers?
But they usually go together.
Is it swingers?
Not necessarily swingers. Like, some just go out there and have
regular relationships.
They sit at the bar and they drink and they talk with other people.
It's only weird for people that have toxic relationships.
That's what came up in my mind. Like, they must not have a great relationship in order to do that. Because, I mean, like I said, if you're not stuck to somebody's side all night, then you're definitely, I'm assuming in a club, you're definitely going to get that attention that you're looking for. But if your dude is over across the room and you see another dude is hating and is talking to you and you're sitting there giggling and he's laughing and all stuff, he's going to get immediate, I mean, if he cares about
my
you,
parents,
if he don't care.
My parents used to go to clubs together. They are still in love with each other as much today, 30 years later, as they were when they were first got married. My parents used to go to clubs with each other. Dudes would hit on my mom. My dad would just laugh it off. Girls would hit on my dad. My mom would laugh it off. They had enough security and faith in each other that they never worried about it. And as far as I know, none of them ever cheated.
Well, that's a different story. That is a great story to hear because, I never heard about that. But, you know, they must have had some prior understanding that
it's pretty common for couples. And some couples actually, a lot of couples either go to the same club and then you got some that actually go to different clubs because they're looking to avoid the drama. But the fact that you are in the club and you're in a relationship, drama is eventually going to come to your relationship.
They never went to clubs by themselves. They always went together. They never went by themselves.
Well, your parents must be one in the
middle. That's like the gift and the curse.
That sounds like a formula.
They have that romance after for happily ever after a relationship. They do. To this day, they still always around each other all the time, to the point where they even work together. And they're each other's best friend. They don't have any other friends. They are just with each other all the time, and they love each other that much.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's some real Romeo Juliet type stuff, but
yeah,
that couldn't be me. Like, I gotta be able to have friends. Like, I need a breather. I want my woman to have friends. Like, we gotta have friends.
Well,
we
they
can't
have
be
friends.
Under each other
they
all
used
the time.
To.
Like, that's
they're older now.
That's
though.
Like,
they're
that's,
older
that's,
now,
that's,
but
that's
they used to have friends.
That's that you just get tired of seeing that person's face type stuff right there. For me, now some people it suits them. I got family members that've been married for 40 years and they spend 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year together. And black power too.
Yeah.
I think even when I'm 60, I still need to go hang out sometimes. I can't just be up under somebody all the time.
That's when you go to the mall or the homeboy's house or the bar or something. You don't go to a club trying to get attention from another woman.
Right, yeah, no, we're in agreement with that. I think that if the woman can go have a ladies' night out, then he can go to the strip club. I think it should be if one can't do one, the other one can't do one. But if one can, then the other one can. That's just the way.
But that's different, though, Tay.
But you have
because
to. But you have
saying
to have
if that they're going to the club, then you should be able to go to the club. Just because they do the club, don't mean you can go to the strip club.
No, but
I mean, it's two different things.
Well, your dude ain't a club type person, but your girls want to have a ladies' night out. But y'all have an agreement in a relationship that is not going to be nobody's going to be insecure. You're not going to try to stop somebody from having fun and hanging out with the friends and doing what they did before they got in a relationship, which clubbing was one of those things. If you're not a club-type person and she, like, that's what she does and y'all agreed that you're not going to hinder her from doing that, then he should have your blessing to go to the strip club because you're going to the club and you're probably putting on your best outfit and you're going to be sitting there trying to shoot down guys all night. I mean, at least you're going to the strip club, yeah, you're watching a naked woman dance, but it ain't about trying to get to know you. Ain't nothing about
no,
the strip
but they're trying to
personal.
Get in your
it's
pocket.
All business.
So they,
it's all
no,
business.
But they all
it's
over
all
you
business.
Trying to
you
get
just
in that pocket.
Ones, you know, just looking at the ladies, just shake it and throw it, and you're just throwing ones at them. That's it. It's innocent.
But you're spending money. You're
that's
spending
not cheating.
Money. Like,
does
know.
Anybody on this panel think that going to the strip club is a form of cheating?
No.
No, it's not a form of cheating.
No.
It's just, like, it's
but it can lead to cheating
not.
Situations very easily.
And it's disrespectful.
I don't think it's disrespectful.
If you go against the person's will, then if you say I'm not going to go to the strip club and go anyway, then
yeah.
It's disrespectful.
That's the whole thing. Like, you gotta have that understanding. Like, this is what I like to do. Are you okay with? But you get to know that person. Like, you get to know that as you get to know that person. So if you're in a serious relationship, you probably already know that this person likes the strip club, or you probably already know that this person likes to go to the club on Friday nights. Like, you probably get to that understanding. If you really can't deal with it, then you would have gotten out a long time ago. So, I'm thinking serious relationship is, like, 6 months and over. So, like, for 6 months and over, because after 6 months, you're locked in. You're now in a serious relationship. So, it's like, after 6 months, if you don't know that person likes the strip club, like, you are oblivious and you're not caring. You don't care enough.
No, because people fake the funk. They act like, oh, they're not like this. And then once they get settled in, the true them comes out.
When you find out that person likes to go to the strip club, if you stay with that person and you know you can't handle it when they go to the strip club, like, at any point in time when you find out and you're not cool with it, you should probably get out immediately. Like, you really should probably get out immediately. If you're like, I don't like the fact that he's going to the strip club looking at another girl, shaking her ass in his face. Like, if you don't already know you're insecure like that, you should get out. Serious or not, like, you should get out because it's going to cause
problems. I'm going to tell you what we should do as women. We should take Liana's advice and get our own pole and learn how to strip for our men.
that's
not even
going to
help because he's going to want to see somebody that's shaped different, built different. He's going to want, like, a different experience. That's just like,
well,
you know,
SOL. Anything
else. Like, the same
you
cooking,
another, like,
the same, you know what I mean? Like, you want to, the whole idea of the strip club is seeing something different than which you might already have at home. A different experience.
But you should be able to compromise that.
Well, they role play. That's where you come in.
Yeah, you role
play. Right.
You get a wig, get a little thingy,
that's
get
right.
some lingerie,
but
get a wig, get a lingerie. If you like,
I'm
going to go out and buy a brunette.
Exactly.
I mean, if we're sitting here, we're talking, and you like brunette, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go get my little brunette wig. I'll go to Leanna's classes, and we will work it out. Like, that's compromising.
Yeah.
That'll work. Yeah, that'll work temporarily. But you want to know something? But if somebody wants a different, if you're dealing with the type of person that needs to have a different experience because too much of something just bores them, it's nothing you can do. You can go get plastic surgery, blood injections, breast implants. I mean, do you think T.I. was really satisfied with, obviously, Connie got something done out, but you think he was satisfied? You think he was like, yeah, so now that's it, baby. I ain't going nowhere now.
I think she did
like,
that for her.
People
I think
want
she did that for her.
Different experiences. Like, some people like that. There's nothing you can do. You got to really, that's why it's good to be friends first and really get to know a person and see what it is that, what type of person they are. Check their personality, like their characteristics. Like, you need to, like, really peep that
it's
out.
True.
But some people are good at hiding it.
My most successful relationship was with somebody that I had known as a friend for 15 years before we got together. And we ended up being together for 7 years, and we still are best friends. That is
right,
the most successful. So you're right.
You cheated on him, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell is the point
of
our
story? Oh, my God.
That's what she said.
Like, please, you got to know.
She admitted that she was a serial cheater, guys. Like,
because
I got bored with
the relationship. Just like you said, I got bored. That's what happens. When you do the same thing every day,
some people need
bored.
A different experience. It just be like that.
Right.
It's crazy, but it really be like that. Jay,
I never got
a chance to actually ask you straight up, do you think women are better cheaters than men?
Definitely.
No, I'm saying Jay. I'm talking about Jay.
I think they're a lot neater as far as being better.
Better at cheating successfully, like better cheaters, better at getting away with it.
Yeah. Why do you think
they're better?
Well, from personal experience, I know a couple of, I know this one girl, we used to be friends in high school. She cheated on her dude for like a year before they broke up. So, like, obviously she was, but that was a little bit before we had like smartphones and tablets and stuff. Like, we didn't have, because I had a flip phone, I didn't have a smartphone, so. Yeah, I've known a couple of people that have gotten away with it but and broke up before they actually, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's what
caught.
Me. This is the only time I ever got caught. My ex, I cheated on him for, like, 2 years. He never knew. And the only reason he found out is because I told him.
And then also because I think women, when we do something wrong, like, we take the necessary precautions to make sure that, like, we have enough sense to say, okay, this is what needs to happen. I need to put a lock on my phone because he likes to, you know, he comes over enough. I need to only tell dude to call me between 5 and 12. Like, I think we take a lot more precautions than dudes do. Like, Nizzy said, they just jump right up into it, and they don't think about, oh, snap, she's coming home at 4 from work, and we're sitting here in the bed. Like, I don't think men think about that. I think women take a lot more steps to try to get away with it, and they succeed.
They got to be more selective.
And they're more selective, and I do think it also has something to do with the fact that women are looking. I think when women cheat, they look for more, just like all you said, they look for more emotional stuff rather than just the physical. I mean, unless you're just into only the physical, but I think a lot more women look for, like, does this dude treat me? Is he treating me right? Is he complimenting me? Oh my gosh, he said I look good today. Like, oh my gosh, I think I'm in love. Like, I think that whole emotional thing gets in the way, and that's what draws a woman to him. That's why dudes, like, they really just, if you're gonna be in a relationship, like, yeah, make sure that everything is covered for your woman if you don't want to, like, you know, And that's not saying that every woman steps out, like, because I know a lot of women that don't step out. You know, you got a lot of faithful women, and they probably never will, but it still helps. It helps a lot. It helps the situation if everybody makes sure that their partner is satisfied, because it just eliminates that factor. Because if you're satisfied, you have no reason unless you're
absolutely
an asshole. Unless you're just an asshole and you're just stepping out.
Well,
anywhere,
no, some people, it ain't about, like, cheating is a, it's some real, like, genetic and psychological things that go on with cheating. It's not a simple thing to even understand. Like, I mean, from the outside looking in, it's like, oh, yeah, well, people just cheat because they want. But it's a lot of stuff going on in the mind.
It is.
And in your hormones and genetically going on that causes you to want to cheat. Like,
the higher your testosterone level is, the more likely you are to cheat, which is why men cheat than women.
Where's your testosterone level at?
Hmm?
I said, well, where's your testosterone level at? We need to pump estrogen all up
into you. I tell you, I'm not a typical girl, you know? I'm not that, I'm not that flowers and candy chick, you know? I'm not her.
You don't want to be a flowers and candy chick, but you were the stepping out chick. You were the poster
child.
I
get bored easily. I get bored
easily. That's the problem with a lot of people. They get bored easy and the cheating begins. This is another ending type of discussion. Like, you could go on for days and months and years with this type of discussion. It is really interesting. You really want to kind of tap into the minds of some people and just like, well, why, you know, why does a person even want to do that, man or woman? But, I mean, the way that a woman approaches the situation is like, it's so, that's why women are compared to cats and men are compared to dogs. Men are like a lot more simple. It's very, usually a very simple thing going on, like, she had a fat butt, man, I had to do it. The woman is like, well, he had this going for himself, and he wanted this for his future, and he talked to me this way. It's crazy, man. It's so much
more
to discuss,
somebody told me,
man,
one time, somebody told me, if you're going to cheat, cheat up. Don't cheat down. Cheat up.
That's true.
Because
then if the shit go down, you got somewhere up to go.
There's a lot more to talk about, y'all. It's about break time. We got a lot more to talk about, and we'll also be coming back with Jay Styles Approves. I know Jay has some interesting things to cover. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Jay, you got some good stuff for us this week, Jay?
I sure do.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting, man. Definitely looking forward to it. It's so much more to talk about, man. I got to try to contain myself and make sure I don't go overboard, because, like, this is something I could talk about for hours. And with that said, we're about to go on break. I want to give a shout-out to the homie Jay Heat. You know, he makes some really good hip-hop music, and he'll be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, but I want to give the homie Jay Heat a shout out. Looking forward to having him on the show and introducing him to the It's Real Talk Radio fan base and letting him display what he has to bring to the table. You know, we definitely support upcoming artists. It don't matter what city you're from, what state, what jurisdiction, what country. If you dope, you got to be able to speak English so we can bring you on the show and have you talk. But I mean, other than that, it don't matter what country or it don't matter. You could be from Jamaica, whatever, man. You got dope music and you speak English? Yeah. You know what I mean? We'll support you. We'll hold you down. We'll put your songs in the rotation. All of that good stuff. And I support it all. Well, I ain't going to say all, but a lot of it. Like, you know, hip-hop, pop, R&B, rock, all that stuff, man. So if you are an upcoming artist and you got good music, just, you know, reach out to us on Facebook. Look up It's Real Talk Radio on Facebook. Or you can shoot us an email, itsrealtalkradio@yahoo.com. We are here to support the people. That's what it's all about. We do this for y'all. And with that said, it's break time. And once we come back from break, it's Jay Styles Approved with Jay. And then we'll getting back into the topic of all women better cheaters than men. So thank everybody for listening. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back shortly.
For that bread, a op and get chicken strip. Tryna have a meal, and meals for the side. A nigga great, all my niggas great, all my niggas eat, all my niggas eat. We gotta feed the fam, until I got it all, ho, you know I'm going in. Watch me get it out, get it eat out. Till we ate it out. A nigga great, man a nigga great. Rosé in my pocket, nigga, that Prince of Bella. Sipping 20 grand, count 20 grand, had 20 grand before I had 20 fans. Greedy nigga, we're greedy niggas, we greedy nigga. Spicy 3-piece, money to buy steak though. Rolling up the best weed far away from a fake hoe. It's take money, it take hold. I got a rain check, pimp. My gun a nigga charge against it and won't get no charges issued. That's just life when you bread for bread. Polo PJ's down with a bad bitch going head to head. Horn greeted to my stomach, but niggas bitches playing pussy, we just want that money, huh? We just want that money, huh? They talking down, but nigga, we hella up. That shit fucked me up, them niggas was never down. When my niggas passed the chat around, told you we was greedy, nigga. Need money like I need my nigga. For that bread, a op and get chicken strip. Tryna have a meal, and meals for the side. A nigga great, all my niggas great, all my niggas eat. All my niggas eat, we gotta feed the fam. Until I got it all, ho, you know I'm going in. Watch me get it out, eat till we ate it out.
Yeah,
a nigga great, man a nigga great.
Benji Granton Jackson, Benji Granton Jackson. Blowing mold and you stash, you niggas hustling backwards. Neiman sent the beat, told me bring the whole trap out. So I flash back to 06 with 50 packs from them Black Mac. Birds made a 100K, yeah, two birds made a 100K. You grind hard, well, I grind harder, so I'm counting paper all day. Touch my bread, I kill them dead, no question that. 9-11, you ain't street, first time to beef, you callin' peace. 9-11, all my niggas winning. What one got, we all got. That limelight we don't need, cause that attracts them half-knocks. Trying to cop this coupe, though. Engine where that truck be. Not stock, fast as fuck. You can call that 4G, offset, bow leg, shoes made by 4G. My money right, you counterfeit, forgery. I do this for the revenue, nothing like the rest of you. The kitty spit crack, lead a booth full of residue.
For that bread, I forget chicken strip. Tryna have a meal, and meals for the side. A nigga great, all my niggas great. All my niggas eat, all my niggas eat. We gotta feed the fam, until I got it all, ho, you know I'm going in. Watch me get it out, get eat it till out. We ate it out. A nigga great, man a nigga great.
The streets are listening.
Yo, free my bro Chino, free my bro Jay. I see you, man. Money team shit. Shout out my bro Rob Meese, man. Let's get it, bro. Let's roll. Catch up. Let's get it, shout out. Bankroll, don't fall. You know,
we get that. But hello, catch up, Rob Means and the money team. Boy, we next to blow. So, let's roll. Good smoke in that loud pack. We chop trees like lumberjack. Me and bros got high on the pack. So, fall back, stand back, baseball, fuck a cap. Chop away them bugs in case the actor try to act.
Trap star, raised in the hood, living like I should, just like my homie should. Karma grabbed the wheel, but she's still gripping the wood. I'm doing it big, I knew I could. It feels so right, and I think it should. Sometimes I wanna fight, sometimes I wanna write. That's just responsibility to get out on the mic. I'm working overtime, she working nights. So I planned a vacation, now we just taking flight. Let it roll for that remix, that's why we in the whip. We stacking money while we grow, you can't fold a brick. My shit legit.
I'm usually rolling low key. Can't picture me rolling without my heat. Split that swisher with that key and roll one up for me. Then hop up in the front seat. Thought she was funny the way she had me rolling. We roller coasting, we moving fast, but seem like slow motion. Going off that potion, I'll be going. Can't sit at a standstill. I say, why you ain't rolling your man's wheel? She's like, man, chill, I'm too hot for that. So I roll the top back. Rolling that arm when she say my name with that accent. About to cause an accident, a rollover. I'm on fire, about to melt that cold shoulder. Gonna pass that weed or nah? I said roll, not keep it on. I'm about to drop you off for your man. And she say my nigga, he passed him. Let rock.
Smoking all medicated. My mind telling me no, but she keep calling me baby. Let's roll, let's go to a place you ain't never been before. Young nigga getting so much money, he can't even get hit by the corner store. Now shawty, get your hair fixed. You fucking with the remix. You know Rob Coachella. Now baby, this a big kick. We rolling, hitting my main switch. Controlling, fucking my main bitch. TNN be the greatest. Nobody is ahead of us. Where the real rappers at? I'm here to put Vegas on the map. Been broke, I ain't never going back. I'm a hair, so I guess I'm running rap. Guess I'm running rap. This is the remix to that. La 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 la. Let's roll. You niggas tripping. I'ma la 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 let that thing blow.
No matter where you wanna roll. So let's roll around the world, let roll. No matter where you wanna go, let go. And we can go right now.
No matter, I'ma do my dance thing. This remix about to buzz around the world. A lot of people trying to talk down, but I ain't worried about haters. Let roll and let go. Yeah, we gonna to the top. My music never will stop. I'm going so hard. And I'm doing the mind of my thing. I got my niggas on the track. And we all gotta keep it real. We gonna grind, we smoking that good. And I do this shit for silly dudes.
think that the streets gon' bang this. Niggas mad, yo, they hatin' cause I won't quit. It's 2 minutes past grind time, check your wrist. I got more projects you don't wanna miss. That's more where that came from, I got a long list. Naughty head in my cup, puffin' on piss. Rest in peace, C-Mac, yo, I got this. My passion, breathe heat like a dragon. You already know, so why you askin'? Clowns like you front like they insane. Mark, I double everything around my neck is 2 chains. Old school shell heads without shoestrings. No skinny jeans and I don't wear earrings. I don't do what they do, I'm not trying to change. I'm doing me, Mark too, watch me do my thing.
You don't like Mark, well it's okay. Revenge on sale, how you wanna pay? You hear the choir singing, man, you better pray. I'm qualified to get it in cause I don't play. You don't like Mark, well it's okay. Revenge on sale, how you wanna pay? You hear the choir singing, man, you better pray. I'm qualified to get it in, cause I don't play.
Motivation in my heart, so I can't lose. Mainstream or underground, yo, I had to choose. Industry or industry, 2 different shoes. I got a thought process that'll blow a fuse. You can catch me slipping, but I'm ready though. Late night sessions at the studio. I'm all hip-hop, man, yo, you should know. I rap it like T and Stan, Free Jingle Radio. You blind to the realness, I'ma call you Ray. They tell lies, it's the truth that they won't say. I'm not new to the art, man, I do it often. When you spit on the stage, the crowd start yawning. I paint a picture with my bars, I'm a true artist. You bounce when I come around, cause you know I'm ballin'. I'm loving my life, so I'ma keep sparkin'. Why you feud with your family, Richard Dawson?
You don't like Mark, well it's okay. Revenge on sale, how you wanna pay? You hear the choir singing, man, you better pray. I'm qualified to get it in, cause I don't play. You don't like Mark, well it's okay. Revenge on sale, how you wanna pay? You hear the choir singing, man, you better pray. I'm qualified to get it in, cause I don't play.
Everybody, that was our May June rotation. The first song was Greedy by the Kid featuring Holly Mayfield. The second song was Let Roll Remix by Rob Meads featuring Ketchup, Jay Caddy, Caution, and Coachella Gold. The third song was Raw by Shelby Raw. And the fourth song was Don't Play by Mark Two. So that was your June rotation for the month. So songs are going to be playing all month. But let's get into J Styles Approved, which I'm very excited for because I got some really great stuff for y'all today. Oh, excuse me. The first thing I want to talk about is Nas partnering with this organization. It's called Karu. It's spelled K-R-U, K-O-R-U. And what they do is they help college graduates transition from being in college to getting employment. So you know how everybody, you know, graduate and then you got to go find a job. Well, they help you do that. But I believe it costs some money. It's like going to another school pretty much. But the end result is you have a job that you went to school for, which I think everybody really needs truly. But he invested $100,000, and he's also into the whole organization, and then he's also paying for 10 students tuition for it, and I think it's like, they said it was about $2,700, so he's paying that for 10 students to cover their financial aid. I thought that was really cool, and I strongly approve of that because I don't think a lot of people put a lot of effort into trying to help the communities out, especially people that need it, especially people that are working hard. And those college graduates work really hard to get to where they're at. So I think it's a really great program, and it's even more better that he's that he's helping out. So I strongly approve that, and I encourage successful people to put work in like that. And I encourage you to help other people, because that right there can help so many more people become successful. And the second thing I want to talk to y'all about is this: Chris Brown is released. He just got released from jail 20 days early from his 131 days sentence. Remember, he went to jail for violating his probation for that fight that he had in D.C. and then he broke the rules in the rehab facility. So he went to jail for 131 days. He got out 23 days earlier. And it didn't say why he got out. It didn't say he was on good behavior or nothing. But that irritates the crap out of me. That is going to be the most irritating story I have for y'all today, because I don't feel like celebrities should ever get out early. There are people who are serving more than they ever need to serve and are not getting out. Celebrity screws up and he gets out early. Like, come on. And Chris Brown is sort of a douche anyway. He's a good person. Like, he's really a douchebag. Like, he's certified douchebag after that. Like, I can't stress that hard enough. I used to love Chris Brown when he was 16 years old. I had his posters up on my wall. I had his CDs. I had everything. And I went to my mom, like, almost every week telling her the same stories about him. Oh, he was discovered in a gas station, all of this. You know, I went to her with all kinds of stuff that I found. Now, I don't even want to look at him. Like, I don't want him on my TV screen. He's one of those people that I don't want to hear about ever again. I will be happy in life to never hear about him, Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. Those five people I could deal without for the rest of my life. I don't ever want to hear their names ever again. But the court system is really killing me because they keep letting people out early. Lindsay Lohan got out early. Paris Hilton got out early. Like, cut it out. Let them serve their sentence. They're big boys and girls. They can do it. They can go 23. I don't even know how many. I didn't do the calculations, but however many weeks he still had, he could have served them out and been good. That would have been just fine with me. But I can't. I don't approve. I think he should go back to 23 more days, like, and deal with life. And if he stays out of trouble, then I might decide to forgive him. I might not. Probably not. But, just for now, he needs to go to a remote island and relax, or do some work, or do something with your life, because this is ridiculous. So I don't approve of him getting out of jail. I mean, you know, good for you. You got out of jail, but you got out early. So I still don't approve of it. And so that's that. And now this gets me. This one here gets me. I don't know why these people don't have brains. So a man and a woman got married this past weekend, and the lady, she had a nice dress. It was a nice dress, but her train, which is a really long thing that goes past the dress and goes down, and sometimes it can be great. But she decided to strap her one-month-old baby to her train. Like, it was like, it's kind of like ruffly. It kind of had like, it looked like it had feathers on it or something, but she strapped the 1 month. Now, try to picture it in your head, guys. Like, she's got this long train. Say, you remember what Kim Kardashian's train looked like? It was really, really, really long for no reason. But she had a train, and she had, you know, feathers on it or something, and she strapped a one-month-old child to the bottom of the train. So when she's walking, the baby is dragging on the floor. Everybody can picture this, yes?
I seen it. Did y'all see it?
Oh, you saw it online already? Did everybody else see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
No,
did
I didn't see
it,
but it just sounds like complete trash.
It is complete trash.
Like, send it to their inboxes.
I'm gonna post the picture on my page. Everybody can go to my page and look at it. I'll post it on it in a couple minutes. But first of all, you had these black roses in your hand. You could have got rid of the black roses and carried your child down. Now, first of all, the child is 1 month old. You're just now getting married. You're dragging your fornication all over the floor.
Oh, Lord.
Like, pick her up and carry her. Like, there's no reason for her to be on the edge of the train. Like, you need to pick her up, give her them dead flowers, throw them in the trash on your way over to the pastor, pick up your child and carry her. If this is a family, if y'all going to be a family, there's no reason why she should be on the floor. If she should be in your arms, she should be in a thingy. I don't know. Find something to carry her in. If you really don't want to touch your child, like, find something to carry her in. Or put
get a Moses basket.
What? Yeah, put it in
a Moses basket.
In a flower basket. Do that. I don't care what you do. Don't have the baby on the floor. She got all them germs, and she's only 1 month old, so she's still susceptible to things. She don't have her vaccines. Like, you're sitting there dragging her on a dirty floor. You don't know. Like, this is what that's retarded. And then had the nerve. And then she had the nerve. Everybody had the nerve to come onto the internet and defend. Like, the child, the woman had the nerve to get on the internet and defend herself. Like, she was like, and the way that they did it, like, I almost wanted to say, you know what, it's their wedding, do what you do, but their attitude was so nasty that I couldn't be like, you know, that I couldn't just let it happen. I was just like, wow, why did you feel the need to say that? It was kind of bittersweet because they were like, you know, we're covered by the blood of Jesus, everything's going to be okay. Well, that's just fine, but you still got the baby on the dirty floor. I don't really care. But their attitude was just disgusting. I was like, I can't.
Where was this couple from? Was this
from
America?
Yeah, it was from America. They're from Tennessee. I forgot what city it was, but they're in Tennessee.
Were they black? Were they black?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yes, they were black. They were black people.
That's the crazy part. If it was like white, I would have expected it more. You don't expect black people to do something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
white people. Yeah, I
wow.
Know.
That makes it even
white
worse.
People get innovative.
Wow.
I guess that's the white people. They get innovative, but, you know, black people, they just black. Like, just black. I was like, y'all are doing too much. Go sit down. Go have several seats. Get married. Now you're married. You're happy. Whatever. Go have several seats and put that baby. Get the baby vaccines or something because you don't even know. Like, there's so many bacteria on the floor. Like, why would you have the baby on the floor, though? Yeah, okay, she's secure to your train. What if that had malfunctioned? You don't know. And she's only 1 month old. Like, picture that, her rolling off of that, and you still, well, you don't even know because you can't feel it. She's retarded. I can't. Anyway,
I've seen it on Facebook, right, but I didn't actually click the article, so all you seen was the back of the dress. So I couldn't, like, see the people's faces, but
what,
I know I
took
the article to read it.
You thought she was retarded, too?
I mean, I thought it was like a whole, like, I didn't even know if I had to believe it or not. Like, now
no,
that you're talking
real
about
it,
I got to real.
I took a glance at it,
but that is just crazy. Like, that's so, that,
oh,
that story
it was
legit.
Like,
it's official. That story is official, Jay?
Yes, that's official, and they officially got on to the social media and defended themselves. Like, both of them
holy
got on to social media. Because it's been going viral. It's been going viral for a couple of days, so they came back, and they were like, well, you know what? We're covered by the blood of Jesus. We're going to do what we want to, blah, blah, blah. So like, no, sir, have a seat. Ma'am, have a seat. You're married, just sit. Just sit and time out and go away. So I just... You know, that's weird to me. They're weird. But anyways, the next thing is, this kind of made me laugh because it was kind of like, I've been waiting for this guy to snap for a long time, and finally he did. Ray J got arrested this weekend because it first started out, he was suspected of touching a woman inappropriately. Like, apparently he grabbed a woman's butt and she called a cop. She called the cops, and then something happened in between there. He kicked out a patrol window, the car of the police officer. He kicked out the window of the car, and then he spit on the officer, and then, he was just resisting arrest. So he ended up getting arrested, and they charged him with vandalism, resisting arrest, and battery on a police officer. So, and all of this because he grabbed some girl's butt, right? I mean...
You said that was Ray J?
Yes, that was Ray J. Brandy's
brother. He ain't got no damn money as it is.
He's just trying to be in the media.
Well, yeah, something because he did $47,000 to Kim K. So, I mean, maybe that ran him into the hole.
He gives what?
Remember last time I did your thoughts, I told you he gave... He gave Kim Kardashian $47,000.
Yeah,
maybe that ran him into debt. I don't know. Like, I don't know why he felt the need to do this. I disapprove. Jay Styles disapproves of this because you are Ray J. Like, you're a celebrity. You got groupies. You got people that want you to touch their butts. Not everybody
wants
you to touch
their butts. You're a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, you know, but you're still popular. Like, people still like you. There's still some ladies out there that's like, oh, Ray J's going to be my baby daddy. He's my, you know, he's my man. I'm married to, you know, they got the delusional ones. You got people that want to touch you, that want you to touch them. Why not go find somebody that wants you to touch them instead of just assuming everybody wants you and you're going to grab a woman? Like, none of this would have happened had he gone and found a groovy chick, right? And he's not, he shouldn't be pressed for women because he, I don't know, I'm not attracted to him, so, I mean, but he's average looking, he probably could get a bunch of girls, so.
What? That man's got a serious body.
Oof.
He's cute.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It is.
Oof.
Well, see, Mizzy May
cute,
wants you to touch her, Ray J. Mizzy May wants you to touch her, Ray J. Where are you, Ray J, when Mizzy May wants
yes,
you to touch her?
Yes, you can touch
come
me
on.
In
Oh, yeah,
in
that's
public.
Right. You're in jail.
Exactly.
I won't lock you up.
So, Mizzy, you would smash Ray J?
She would smash
him. Yeah, I would smash him.
Would you tell your boyfriend?
Scandal.
No.
No, okay.
That's me and Ray J's business.
Well, what if Ray J was like, come be with me, I want you to be with me forever?
No, that's
she'd
right.
Go. You a
he ain't got that much, he ain't got that much money for me to stay with him.
Well, he got enough to be giving people $47,000.
That's not
he
enough.
He probably got more than your man got.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
And then on top of that, he's doing all these shows. You know he was on the Bad Girls Club All-Stars. He was hosting the All-Stars, and I think he still is. I think he's going to host the next one, too. So he's getting
and
money.
He's fine.
I'm looking more at, like, Trey Songz type of money. You know, I'm looking at that, you know.
Like,
type of money I'm trying to see.
I'm trying to see
millions.
Trey Songz is
I'm trying to see
all,
Trey Songz, but I ain't trying to see his money.
Trey Songz is busy out having sex on stage. Like, cut it out. He's probably got to He's probably got
yo,
to right now.
Hard,
like.
Yo.
Yeah. Nah. As long as you give me some
right
money
now.
To, you know, clear
y'all
it all up, I'm good.
Y'all never see those videos of Trey Songz when he's sitting there just having sex on the stage, like, pretty much, like, dry humping on the stage? Like, I think that's
so,
pretty awful.
Actually, we're going to have to have a separate show about it. But anyway, so the last story that I have is everybody knows about Vee Stiviano and her conniving ways with
Donald Sterling. Well, that all backfired on her weekend. Like, she got messed, like, apparently she got messed up. Two white men just randomly came up to her and started punching her in the face. And this is the story that weirds me out. Like, I don't feel right about it. Like, it's confirmed that it happened. There's something missing. It doesn't seem right to me because, first of all, she didn't have any, like, she's away from her home. She didn't have any, like, if you're at the status where you're probably going to need somebody around you to kind of protect you. Because, I mean, not saying that she's famous or nothing, but she's not famous for the right reasons. Like, she's famous for the wrong reasons. You probably need to get yourself mace or something. Something to protect yourself if you don't get a bodyguard. I probably would have had a bodyguard by now, seeing as she got money. So the report said that her face was extremely red. That bothered me because, it said the right side of her face was extremely red. That's one thing that bothers me because you got two men punching you. Why is only one side of your face red? Like, the whole face should be red. Everything should be red. You should be having, like, bruises in a couple of days if they don't show up right away. Like, only one side of your face is red, but you got two men on you? It don't seem right. Unless one of them was hitting, one of them was just calling her, he called her the N-word. So I don't, it still don't seem right to me. It said both of them, she said both of them were punching her, punching her in the face. Why is there like only one side of your face that's red? And then on top of that, she hasn't pressed charges yet. Like, they don't know who they are, but she just, you know, they know who she is. I think Donald Sterling put a hit on her behind. Like, I think
that's what a lot of people were saying. I was commenting on the article.
And I agree with them.
I'm going to keep it real. She is a piece of garbage. Like, she is the scum of scum. She is way lower. Like, I would make Donald Sterling my best friend before I would even, like, have a social conversation with her. Like, she is a piece of garbage. She's like that garbage, like, she is, like, literally, like, you walking through the alley and you step on some garbage and you got to clean your shoe off when you get in the house. That's what she is.
Wow.
Like, I don't respect her. She is garbage, just point blank.
I don't respect her for what she did. And I'm not condoning the violence against her. I'm not, like, I don't ever agree with a man hitting a woman for no guy, unless she's hitting you, like, hitting you to the part where you're, like, a woman is actually hurting you. If you're not actually hurting a man, then don't touch her. Like, if you're not actually, like, getting punched in the eye, not even getting punched in the balls, but, like, if you're not critically injured, you don't need to hit a woman. It's never advocated for me if you're hitting a woman. But, you know, it's hard to defend. Like, I can never defend her. I can never be her defense attorney because, you know, you brought this on yourself. It's a different thing when you brought it on yourself versus some random attack. I did read those comments. I do agree with them. I do think that Donald Sterling put a hit on her, because for somebody to know her and she not know them, I don't even think they had on, like, a mask or anything. Like, I don't think they tried to hide their identity. I think she didn't know them, and they knew her. They called her all those, and calling her derogatory names like that, like, that's not accepted either in J-Styles. But don't ever, you know, it's regardless of who it is, that's never okay, especially for you to be white and you're calling somebody of a different descent a derogatory name. That's never okay.
So the people that attacked her were white, right?
Yes, they were white. They were white men. And I think it said they were about 5'7", both of them were about 5'7".
But the crazy part about it is, like, she, you know, that video that was released by TMZ with her basically talking about black people, even though she's mixed and she's part black, like, she's basically, I call it self-inflicting racism. She does not like the fact, like, she does not embrace her African-American, portion of her inheritance. Like, she don't embrace it. Like, she's like, it's like she's ashamed of it. Like, and she caused all of that ruckus and all of that stuff with the whole Donald Sterling thing. And she obviously, and then she got her skin, like, bleached and to make herself look different so you can't even tell that she's part black. She obviously doesn't even like black people herself. So, regardless if she had black friends or whatever, like, she got an issue with black people after all of that circus that she caused. So, I mean, for her to get attacked by some white guys, you couldn't have wrote that script no better. Like, I don't wish no harm on her, but the fact that it happened and it wasn't black people that did it, I just say one word, karma.
Yep. Well, that was
laughing at her, smoking a blunt right now, just laughing at her.
Well, because remember she said that she wishes she could erase it, so it was evident that she didn't. Like, there's nobody, no black, no anybody.
Yeah, she did say that, didn't she? If she could change it, she would. She did say that, didn't she? I forgot all about that. Look, she, you know what? She garbage. Let's not even talk about her no more, please. You approve, Jay? You approve of? How you feel about that whole thing?
I'm on the fence because, like I said, I don't approve of violence against women, but at the same time, she kind of asked for it. And she asked.
Well, Tay Rare will prove. So. I don't approve of her getting assaulted, but I approve of karma coming her way, though. I do approve of that, though. So. I don't think a man should do anything physically harmful to a woman, but I approve the karma portion of it. And
that's what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to approve that, too.
With that said, y'all, are women better cheaters than men? Are women better cheaters than men? Like, I really do think that, I think women are better cheaters than men. I do. And it seems like most people agree, but there are still people who, mostly men, most people would agree that women are better cheaters. Because women just think so much more strategic than men. Men are so, like, just see-through. You know what I mean? The agenda is just, like, right there on the table. It don't take much to figure it out, usually. You got some men who are complex, but for the most part, men are simple. And
they think with the other head.
Yeah, definitely.
They think with their beefcake.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and I don't know, man. I'm willing to bet that even back in the beginning of human civilization, like, the first woman that was cheated probably was getting away with it for, like, a few centuries before, like, back in the caveman era. Like, they probably was getting away with it for, like, 200-300 years before the first woman even got caught. Like,
Eve didn't have anybody to cheat with.
Huh?
Who was she going to cheat with? She didn't have nobody to cheat with.
Saying in general, like, I think, like, back in earlier times, in the beginning of time, I don't think the first woman that cheated got caught. We'll never know who it is because, I mean, you just no way of verifying it. But, like, I'm willing to bet the first probably 10, 15, 20 women, it probably took a few centuries. And, you know, back in the day, like, a woman would get, like, you know, you'd get, like, sentence of death. I mean, it's countries right now that still do that. Like, if you cheat on your husband, like, you are you're going
they
to
take
jail.
They take
sentence of death or something. Like, you get
stoned. Men are so egotistical that they believe that no woman would cheat on them. They believe that no woman would cheat on them. They're so full of themselves. They're so egotistical. They think that women are not going to cheat on them. But what they fail to realize is they're probably already being cheated on. If you have that kind of mentality, times will tell, and you are probably being cheated on. If you think you're God's gift to women, you're being cheated on. Because with that type of mentality and that attitude, you will be cheated on. If you don't treat your woman like a queen, you're probably going to be cheated on. At least that's what I know for myself and from other people that I know. If you're not happy at home, you're going to cheat or you're going to leave, one of the two things. It's very rare someone is just going to keep putting up with the bullshit without doing nothing, men or women.
Interesting. Research shows that women tend to feel less guilt about cheating than men do, believe it or not. Like,
that's
it's crazy, right?
Because
that's
when we cheat on a man, it's for a reason.
Because usually they feel like,
that's
a reason.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Women usually cheat on men for a reason. Men just cheat on women just to do it.
Yeah. Like when most of that time women cheat because a man is cheating on her, she's trying to get revenge, or he's not paying attention to her or whatever, but men,
or
they got
treating
little,
her like
they got peckers. They'll hump anything they see. It don't matter. And it may not even be the fact that he's not getting what he needs at home. It's just a simple fact that he sees a big butt and he wants to do her now. And after he's done. He'll go back to his woman. And that's how men are.
But they stop going back once the alternative is better.
I got a good one for y'all. I want to ask each one of y'all, since I got a panel full of ladies and I'm the only guy. Let's start with Nizzy. I'm going to ask all of y'all this question. Nizzy, would you be able to forgive your man for cheating and give him a second chance?
No.
No? It's not happening, not a chance?
Not happening.
Okay. Now, what if you got caught cheating? Not to say that you necessarily would, but what if you did? Would you expect a second chance, or would you want a second chance?
No. I've got, well, I actually didn't get caught cheating. I told him myself.
Did you try to get a second chance, or did you just say,
no,
I told him, but the relationship is over,
no,
I just don't care no more?
No, it didn't even go down like that. Like, I told him, like, maybe we should just relax, you know, I done fucked some, you know, some dude, like, you know, just let it go. I had to, like, literally, I had to come out and just say it like that, because he was just like, no, don't let me go, don't let me, like, look, man, I fucked some dude, the shit was good, you gotta go.
She, like, sounds like me.
Like, I couldn't say it any, I was trying to be nice about it, because I felt bad.
That was not nice, Nizzy.
But I said everything ahead of time. Like, I said everything right. I said, look, this is not working now. I apologize, you know, but I've been messing with this other guy. Like, I'm sorry. And he was like, no, don't leave me. We can work this out. I said, no, we can't work this out. I don't want to be with you.
The third thing's real.
Ouch.
Well, the guy was sexy. He was Italian and black, and he was good.
You are a piece of work.
Oh, man.
You are a piece of work.
Kudos.
Man, you don't misbehave. I mean,
That was only one time.
She's so innocent, like,
That was only one time because karma got me after that. Because once I cheated on him, somebody cheated on me.
That is a part of who you are. You have that ability in you right now. That's just a part of Nizzy Nate. That's a part of your personality.
Yeah. I have that ability. Like, I could do it and never get caught.
Well, everybody has that ability.
I'm just that slick.
It's about the will.
But I'm so slick at it. Like, I'm so slick. Like, I knew that I know I can get away with it. And still have a relationship and make it seem as though I'm not even messing with nobody.
And I mean, you're a woman, so you're naturally going to be better than men are at it. So, I mean, you probably are slick. You probably do get away with it and can get away. Men aren't, man. Men don't, you know. I think women are not only better at cheating, but I think they might be better at also detecting it, too. Like, a woman can cheat and get away with it for the longest time, and a man not catch on, and a man just get caught instantly.
Instantly.
Scooby-Doo thing. They're like, something is off, you're not acting right. Why you want your phone all the time? You didn't pick up your phone for like the last 5 days.
It's like the psychology to it. Like, the woman, that's what it is. I think we're coming on to something. I think we're making a breakthrough. Like, I think the psychology of it, like, women understand the psychology of it, and that's why they're able to be more successful. Jay, let me ask you the same question I just asked Nizzy.
I forgot what the question was. I got so wrapped up into what I was saying. Could you inform Jay on what the question was?
If your man cheated on you, would you forgive him?
How far are we into the relationship? Oh, my dude right now?
Like,
is
a year.
Not like my dude right now?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
your man,
regardless,
he loves you.
It's been
you
a
love
year.
Him.
Oh, it's been a year?
Yeah, about a one-year relationship, something like that.
We would have to do some real work. Like, it would have to be some real work, but I would.
You would?
I would forgive him, but we would really have to
sucker.
Prepare work.
You're a sucker.
No, you don't cheat. Was a cheater, always a cheater. Never forget that. Ask Mr. Hayes. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Nah,
ooh,
don't
never
behave into it.
Well, then I guess we gotta ask yourself, was it a physical cheat or an emotional cheat?
Oh, if it was an emotional cheat, then I don't know that we could work. Like, I would, like, for me, whenever I'm in a real serious relationship, like, I give it 110%. Like, we will go until there's nowhere else to go. If we can get past, if we can sit there and really work, like, I would really, and then on top of that, I would really have to see the work being put in. I would have to be,
pacified.
I don't know that I would go, if I have to sit there and check your phone and your email, then the relationship is dead anyway. But if I see some work being put in and you working and trying to get my forgiveness and you're working on our relationship, then we may be able to slither past it. But if it's emotional cheat, that would be even more harder to work past.
Yep.
And I'm not
sure
that I have that kind of fight. I'm not sure. At that point, I don't know if I would have that kind of energy in me. So
yeah.
A physical, yeah, you're going to be in the doghouse for a very, very long time, but we'll work through it. And if I find myself not being able to work through it, then we will just, you know, we'll go our separate ways. But
I'm feeling that. Nizzy thinks that you are just...
I mean, you're going to be, especially
physical, knowing that your man was touching another female, you know, dicking some other female. He ain't never coming near me again. Like, that dick is not going nowhere near me. Like, you can take that little pecker and you can pack your shit and go with her and keep screwing her. Hell no.
Now, Jay, would you want to get even? But you said you might give him a second chance. Would you like, okay, I'm going to give him a second chance, but I'm going to still get mine in real quick to get even?
No. That just
I don't know. You said, like, did y'all sense some hesitation in her? So I just had to really think about that one.
I didn't think about anything. I wouldn't because, you know what, that makes me just as bad as him, and I'm not. And I'm not that type of female. Like, I'm not going to stoop down to your level just because you were wrong, just because you felt like you could step out on me. I'm not going to step out on you. Because in the end, that works out in my favor because, like, you're still in the wrong. And there's nothing that you have against me. So, you know, it works out in my favor more if I stay faithful.
You want to be able to hold that over his head.
So hold it over, yeah. Cause you deserve that.
Because you feel like you deserve it.
You cheat on me, you deserve for me to hold it over your head. You deserve for you to be my yes man for however long I feel like you should be my yes man, because I believe I'm a good woman. I believe that I do what I can to make in a relationship. Like, I give it 100%. So if you step out on me and I didn't do anything to you to deserve, it's not like I'm ratchet and I'm sitting here giving you reason after reason to step out. If I don't give you any reasons to step out, then you have no reason. And if you do, then you're low down. You're low down. So
okay,
yeah,
now flip the script, Jay. You got caught. You expect to be forgiven? Or would you try to plead your case? Would you be looking for forgiveness?
I mean, I'm always looking for forgiveness, but if it's not there, then it's not there. And I'm not.
But if you cheat, you're a woman. So if you cheat, it's probably an emotional cheat, which means you're going to be wrapped into this new guy now, so.
Hypothetically, if I were to, just knowing myself, hypothetically, if I were to cheat, then it would definitely be an emotional cheat. Because I'm an emotional
person. Oh, gosh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
That's why I wouldn't be like Lizzie Nae's past man and sitting there begging and pleading. Like, I know that. Because I'm an emotional person. Like, I have emotions in every single thing I do. So I know that hypothetically, if I were to step out, to be emotional.
You sound like you want to be, end up missing, never to be found again, talking like that. You know how guys are, man. That's the worst thing you can do is emotional.
But in the real world,
I'm ID stories. if
I mean,
anyone
in
has
the real world, I'm not
this
a cheater,
woman,
I don't.
Please give us a call. That is a death sentence. That's why I don't.
Because I can't get I'm not a good liar, number one. I'm not a cheater because I believe in staying faithful. That's how it was raised. So, you know, that's just what I do.
Okay, fair enough. Miss B.A., same question.
I would definitely forgive them and give them another chance.
Even
if it was emotional. I mean, being an emotional would hurt a lot harder. I mean, it'd be a lot harder, and it would hurt a lot more. But being that I've been on the flip side, and I know how it is, and I know that just because you cheat doesn't really mean you like that other person for real, and that you want to leave your man for them, yeah, I would definitely forgive them and give them another chance.
You said if it was an emotional, like,
If it was an emotional cheat, it'd hurt a lot more and it'd be harder to deal with, but I still would give them another chance. I still would.
Emotional cheat is just like they said.
That's the guilt.
That means that you did. I mean, because that means that you did like that person.
Well, keep in mind, Misbehave already has guilt from the situation she explained earlier and past experiences and stuff. She feels like she has it coming, so she feels like she needs to take it on the chin, take one for the team, like, you know, she has it coming, get it over with, and she's trying to change and better herself, and, like, I think I see where she's coming. I think Misbehave is trying to have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to take that one on the chin and say, all right, I got it coming, let me get it over with. I need to forgive a person and be able to, because I got it coming anyway, and I'll always have bad karma if I just try to blow this off and make this person out to be a bad person. And basically, I've been doing this all this time, basically, to make her a hypocrite. So it makes sense.
We had our first breakthrough. Our first Still Talk Radio breakthrough. We changed somebody's life, guys. I feel bad, don't get me wrong.
But that's all.
I do have a heart in there somewhere.
That's the start of the healing process of healing your mind, like to be able to feel like you've done something wrong. That's a part of that process to getting better. Like you feel like, you know what I mean? The worst is when a person don't even feel bad about it. It's like, oh, well, it's life. It's no hope for that person. There's no hope for that person. That's just part of life. Oh, well.
I don't want to hurt people. It's not my intention. And when I hurt this person recently, I mean, I felt really, really bad about it. I still feel bad about it, you know, but I can't take it back. The only thing I can do is try to change for the future. That's all.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's the craziest part about cheating. Like, a lot of times situations just be unfixable because, like, a person just, like, that thought just haunts that person. And it's like, it's almost like you can clearly see that person just wants you to go take it back. It's like, what are you going to do to make this bright? And it's like, well, I don't know what I can do. And it's like, well, find something. It's like, how? And it's like, you wish you could just make a time machine and go back. But, like, you can't do that. Like, there's no way, it's no coming back from it. The only thing you can do is to try to better yourself and not allow it to happen. But time machines don't exist, at least not yet. So, I mean, those people that want a person to find a way to make it right, I mean, it's like it does really come down to, is this person really worth giving a second chance? Are you going to forgive them? Because they can't make it right. It's nothing you can do. Like, that feeling is always, you deeply got deep feelings and deeply into that person and really love that person, that thought is always going to hurt. But can you get through it? Can you bounce back? They can't make up for it. You know, they can't. Like, it's nothing you can do to make up for cheating, because once that boundary is crossed, it's crossed for life. It's just like, you know, if you steal from your best friend, or, you know, you rob somebody, or, you know, something, like, you can't really take that back. Like, just degrading someone and making them feel low like that. Like, you can't take that back, you know. So it's something you got definitely, people should definitely think about before they go through with it. Like, is this really worth everything that comes along with it? Because you're going to get caught. It's just a matter of time. The out there have gotten caught at some point. Like, you're going to get caught. You're not going to continuously cheat your whole life and be 60 and still cheating and think you want, like, just get away with it your whole life. Like, you're going to get caught up. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. So definitely think it through, man, and see if it's really worth it. But if you feel like you need to cheat, then you probably should just call it off. But I know that's easier said than done. Realistically, easier said than done, because your feelings are really wrapped up in that person. It's not so easy to call it off, even though you got urges that you're trying to fight. And those are the demons that people fighting demons every day, and it's going to be an ongoing battle till the crossroads. And you know, that's just what it is. You got to, you know, find a way to try to be mentally strong and overcome it. If not, it's going to devour you, and them demons going to come out swinging, and you're going to just give in and embrace it. Just do you cheat, lie, just, you know, that's just the type of person you'll end up becoming if you allow it to happen. So the strong survive, the weak perish. That's just pretty much how life goes, you know. And I had a very interesting clip that I got from YouTube that I wanted to play. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that before we get to just the facts and wrap it up. I wanted to play this real quick and get you guys' opinion and see how you feel about it. I thought it was very interesting, especially in relation to the topic. It's an interview with a woman named Helen Fisher. It's an interesting little interview. Take a listen, and then let me know what you think and see if you agree with her. Here it is.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Helen Fisher. She's the chief scientific advisor to Match.com and Chemistry.com, and we're going to talk a little bit about cheating. We just came off a panel called The Algorithm Method on relationships in the digital age. So you talked a little bit about what happens to your brain when you fall in love. We lose some of our contextual thinking. We become a little bit more impulsive. But what happens to your brain when you cheat?
We don't. I've never put anybody into the brain scanner and when they're cheating. It's a little bit hard to get people into a brain scanner who are cheating because they really don't want to reveal themselves. I mean, it's a clandestine adultery. In fact, we wanted to study cheating, but there are studies about some of the genetics that might be linked with cheating, not by our group, but by others. One of the genes studied is in the vasopressin system, and some scientists in Sweden studied 552 men and gave questionnaires to their wives and questionnaires to them, and also took their DNA. And this is a gene in the vasopressin system, and you can either have no copies of the gene, one copy of the gene, or two copies of the gene. And we found that men who had two copies of the gene had the most unstable marriages. Now, they weren't studying cheating, but they were very unstable marriages. They had discussed divorce in the last year. The wife was very unhappy with the relationship, and it was a rocky partnership. People with one copy of this particular gene had more stable marriages, and men who had no copies of the gene had the most stable marriages. So
there's something there.
So we also found Justin Garcia, who I work with, is a young neuroscientist in the United States, and he has found a gene in the dopamine system, a particular allele, and he studied students at a college, so most of them weren't married, but he found that those individuals who had this particular gene tended to have more sex partners, more orgasms with the partners that they had, and were more likely to sort of sleep around. Now, so this is not to suggest that people with certain genetic predispositions are necessarily going to cheat.
Right.
You know, I mean, people will, you know, some people are predisposed to alcoholism, and they don't, and they give up drinking. Others are predisposed to nicotine addiction, and they give up cigarettes. So, but the more we understand about these predispositions, the more we're going to understand some of the biology behind cheating. The issue is, why did that biology evolve?
Okay. One question is the follow-up. So you mentioned that in the panel just now that some of these high-profile cases of cheating, Anthony Weiner came up and Tiger Woods, these are men with high testosterone drives,
testosterone levels. Maybe we talked about them spiking if when they're cheating.
What's spiking?
Testosterone levels.
Oh, spiking the testosterone
yeah,
levels.
Yeah, and
spiking.
So they're you know, risk takers, and they're not thinking contextually. And you said women tend to think more contextually. So
right.
Are women better cheaters?
They might be. They might be. You know, there's a lot of studies of cheating. They go back to the 1920s, and they have found in all of these studies that men are more likely to say that they cheat than women do. And so the question for scientists is who are all these men sleeping with? I mean, you know, either there's a few women sleeping with an awful lot of men,
mm-hmm.
or men are bragging and women are lying even
right.
to themselves. So there was a study a few years ago in England
okay.
in which they ended up discovering in that study in which that men are bragging and women are lying even to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entirely possible that women are somewhat more, women are more socially skilled, period.
Right.
I mean, they read faces better, they read tone of voice better, they read body posture better, they're better linguistically,
mm-hmm.
they see the big picture,
so that's what I
they
to
see
say, right?
long term, and so there's every reason to think that that they're just a little better at cheating.
And yet one last thing that women are doing, we talked about this again, and there is sexting, right? So
yeah.
we know the high cost of sending these pictures. We've seen really bad things happen. Why do you think smart women are, why are smart women sending naked pictures of themselves?
Because the human animal has a tremendous drive to love, and that brain system is way below the cortex. And when you are, when you want somebody, you know, that focus, that motivation, that obsession can overtake the cortical regions of the brain. In fact, when you're madly in love with somebody, various brain regions linked with decision-making actually become less active, enabling you to make all kinds of stupid decisions. The difference is, you know, women have always been sexting. I mean, women have always been sending sexy pictures of themselves to a man that they wanted to win. The difference is that, you know, in the 1960s, we took a photograph of ourselves and we gave it to our sweetheart. Today, we send it over the Internet. That's the problem. The Internet is so recent that somehow the human brain has not yet really come to grips with the dangers of it. They see this as a useful way to impress the boy. For millions of years, women have wanted to impress. It's quick. That's the way he's going to look at it. They don't tend to think long term. They become impulsive and they get themselves in trouble. So what I actually think is that as the digital age becomes more and more part of all of us, we are going to begin to really see the problems that Anthony Weiner and others have had and learn from them and become smarter.
Cool. Well, thanks as always for putting some context to some of the more base of our behaviors. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So that was the clip that I wanted to play for y'all. And, you know, Jay, Nizzy, like, how did y'all feel about that? Did y'all agree with what she was saying?
I did.
Yeah. I don't know about the whole genes part. I don't know. I don't really believe it when people say if something is in the genes.
Really?
I don't believe it. Yeah, I just don't believe it.
So you're not really you agree with some of the stuff she was saying, but not as far as genetics and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that.
And Jay, where exactly do you stand?
Well, I don't know how something could be wired in your genes to do, like, something like that, because it seemed more like, if it was that like that, then wouldn't pretty much everybody be a cheater? Like, if it was something that was, like, passed on to you, wouldn't it be, like, because, I mean, my uncle and my grandfather were both alcoholics, and if alcoholism is in our genes, wouldn't I be an alcoholic? Which I'm not. I mean,
well,
it can be,
but it's not necessarily. I think it's like.
I don't like
basically.
That. Either it is or it isn't. Like, I don't like that. But yeah,
I don't think it's in your genes.
I think things can be genetic.
I don't think so. Because you know what? If it was genetic, it would be genetic for everybody. There's no sometimes and not all the time and stuff like that. I don't think there's like a sometimes and all the time kind of thing. I think this is like if my grandfather was an alcoholic, if alcoholism is running in my family, I can either choose to give into that. So that I think it's a cop out. That's exactly what that is. It's a cop out because if I wanted to sit here and get drunk off my ass all the time, like, then I would have a cop-out. I would say, you know what? It runs in my genes. It's genetic. You know, this is me. This is passed on to me. I don't have any kind of control over it. I have control over whether I want to be an alcoholic or not. Now, I do enjoy the occasional, not even occasional, just seldomly, like, drinking wine or drinking some kind of mixed drink that my mom had made or something like that. That's okay, but I'm not an alcoholic. Because I choose not to be. I choose not to let the alcoholism consume me. If it's in my genes, it's in my genes. But I don't choose to be an alcoholic. I think people choose to, you know, I think some people actually have control over that. You just don't care to do it.
That sounds like a whole other show right there. Like, can things be genetic? Like, is that, you know, is that actually, like, can things be genetic, or is that like a cop-out or an excuse? So we can have that can be a whole show right there. Interesting opinions and inputs, though, ladies, definitely. Let's let Misbehave get just the facts done so she can get to her motherly duties. Misbehave, you ready?
I'm ready. Tonight's article is titled, Are Women Better Cheaters Than Men? It is said that women are smarter than men. If this is the case, do they have the ability to do everything better than men can? It's been proven that women can do a job just as well, if not better, than a man can. That's all great in this day and age of women being independent. If they're so great at everything, as well as or better than a man, can they be better cheaters than men? Hands down, a woman can actually get away with cheating better than a man can. Not because men are dumb, but because a woman methodically will plan 10 steps ahead rather than taking quick shortcuts like a man would. Let's just be realistic about it. Men are more likely to get caught cheating than a woman is. Let's compare the difference as to why women could be better cheaters than men. Women would plan and think about how they would cheat. Whether the woman trying to cheat would do it alone or with the help of other women, they're likely to better their chances of accomplishing the task of cheating either way. They will plan ahead of time, the how, when, where, and even have a plan, a backup plan in case something goes wrong. That will already be in place. Women are more capable of being on the stealth mode, and a man will not have a clue she's stepping out on him. Men are not good at planning things on their own without having to take shortcuts or make a last-minute change. Sadly, a man trying to cheat is sort of like them trying to read instructions to put something together. Get the point? Attempting to involve other men to cover for a cheating man is like amplifying the amount of errors and chances on being caught, rather than going it alone. Some men get offended by this, but it's actually true, and they know this. While attempting to cheat, a man will give himself away to a woman and right away by just his behavior alone. Poker face. This is the term used when you eventually have to keep a straight face while lying to make it believable, like bluffing in a poker game. Women are more believable even when they're lying. They make it look as if they're actually telling the truth. Men lie, and that's true, but the fact is women lie just as well and in many cases even better than a man ever hoped to be. You would have to get an investigator to follow a woman or attach a lie detector to her in order to catch her in the act. Yep, she's that good at it. Without a trace, a woman is more likely to stay away from and under the radar while they're cheating, leaving not a trace behind. This can be removing text from the other man from her cell phone or, better yet, memorizing the other man's phone number without having to save it into her phone with a name attached to it. Some women even have an extra set of clothes hidden away in the trunk of their car, just in case they need to change underwear or simply change to a different outfit to see the other guy and then change back again before returning home. Some women are so cool and collective that they will wait to get home after cheating and decide to take a bath as if nothing ever happened. Men, on the other hand, are known to get caught via texting, computers, emails, and even saving a woman's name and phone number in their phone with all their information. If a man goes out to cheat, he would do absolutely the opposite of what a woman would do, thus getting his butt caught. He would actually take a shower before coming home to remove any scent of the other woman, but this is just a dead giveaway. leaving the house already showered and coming back hours later as if he just got out of the shower smelling like fresh soap will be noticeable by any woman. Needless to say, he wouldn't change his underwear or the clothes he wore. These are just a few examples that can prove that women are hands down better at cheating than men. They might know more ways than what you think they do. Men are still trying to catch on to the ways of cheating. After all, women are smarter than men, and we are not trying to offend them, but it's an actual fact. Also, it's important to remember that if you accuse someone, you'd better have some proof. Not saying any or all men or women cheat, just letting you know who would be smarter while doing it.
Wow, interesting article. I like the article. I agree. Y'all agree?
I am.
Jay, you agree? You approve, Jay?
I sure do. That article was like on point.
I can't even argue with
it. Of course it is. I always find an article on point.
I know. Nizzy,
you agree with the article?
Yeah. So that was on point.
Got my vote. This is true. Like, women are a lot more strategic. Like, a woman would, like, actually think to come home and shower. Not only would she come home and shower, but she would come home before he gets home. Or if she knew he was home already, she would stop at her mom's house or our sister's house and shower. So it won't look suspicious when she comes home and have to hurry up and rush in the shower before she come hug up with our dude. So
a woman will know, but a woman will know exactly the time her man gets home. What he does when
that's
he gets
true.
Home, she knows everything. She knows, a female knows her man's routine. Like, she knows, okay, he's
yeah,
going to stop at the liquor store at 6:05,
exactly.
So I got plenty of time. Like we know. We know these type of things, and men, they just don't care. They don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
And especially, and even if they didn't know, like, women can get away with asking questions without looking suspicious. Be like,
keep a straight face, smile, and say, baby,
yeah,
what are you talking about? Why would I ever do that to you? Like, you know what I mean? With a straight face, won't crack a smile, you know, just look dead at you. Like, what are you talking about? Like, most of the time, women are so good that you won't even get to that point. It won't even get to that point where you got to sit her down, look her eye to eye, look at me and tell me you ain't. Most of the time, women are so good, it don't even get to that point. I'm not saying all women, and some guys are better at catching women in their tracks than others, but a lot more, most of the time, I would say, women are slick enough to keep themselves from really getting in the hot
yep.
seat.
Yep.
On an overall
yep.
scale. You're talking about on an overall scale. So this is an interesting topic. This is, y'all, we got to do another, like, one of these sometime down the road in the near future. We got to, because it's so much more, like, because this is an ongoing thing. It's so much more we could talk about, you know. You could just go on and on and on. So maybe sometime down the road in the near future, we could definitely do a part two, because I feel like it's so much more I could have said, you know. So I think we could definitely do a part two to this sometime in the near future and touch on some more things. And,
I think next time we should talk about sniffing the penis.
Talk about who?
Sniffing the penis.
Well, that could be one of the things covered, because a lot of women do it. Let me smell it. Come here. Hold up. You ain't going to that shower. Wait, let me, you know, I got to smell it first. I mean, how awkward is that? Like, there's, like, come home and she smells it. Like, why do you smell like sex? Why? Like, how do you explain that? Like, what can you say? Like, but then I guess you could always, like, argue it. Like, well, that's your opinion. No, that's just sweaty. It's just my balls sweaty, man. I don't smell like no sex.
No,
I just need to take a shower.
It's
like your word against his, but it's like you ain't stupid. You know what sex smell like. That's a good one, Jay. That's a whole nother discussion. So we got to definitely do a part two to this. So we definitely will do a part two. And, you know, with that said, we're going to close out. People got work in the morning. People got kids to get to and all this stuff going on. It's definitely an interesting show. We still went overtime. You know, we still didn't even get halfway through it. So it's an interesting show, man. And definitely look forward to doing the next one. And look forward to next week, too, next Monday. We don't know what the topic is yet, but we will know Thursday on our weekly conference. So be looking out for that next Monday and every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, check us out. Once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio with the panel. I'm T. Real.
I'm Nizzy Nane.
And I'm Misbehave.
And I'm Jay.
We even got Jay. I was like, I don't know if Jay's even going to. Yeah, I had your back, Jay. I had your back.
Thank you.
We got Miss Jay Styles, the program director in the building. You've been tuning into It's Real Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week, Monday, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tired. Time to get out of here, kick back for the rest of the night. Everybody enjoy your nights. Be safe, be good. And just, you know, make sure if you're going to cheat, then you do it the right way so you don't end up. I just don't want to hear no stories with somebody ending up in the back of somebody in a trunk or something because, you know, somebody got murdered because they cheated. Like, don't cheat, but if you're going to cheat, at least, like, do it and get away with it and don't, you know, end up getting yourself in a situation you really can't get out of. For those people in those situations, though, they got dealing with somebody that will kill them if they cheat, you know. But, yeah, it's Real Talk Radio, y'all. Have a nice night. We out of here.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.